come to Lodge Hill. Now, this is another key point on the Hoo Peninsula. And I've organised to meet Owen Sweeney, who's with me now, beside this roundabout, in the centre of which grows a most beautiful willow tree. It's very unusual. And then we've got the road, and then round the edge of the road we have these very high perimeter fences, because behind that lies land that's owned by the Ministry of Defence. And we've come here, first of all, to learn that this did have a very key military history in the past, but that's now no longer in use. But it has a very important part to play in the natural habitat of the Hoo Peninsula, Owen. So, why have you brought me to this roundabout?
I've brought you to this roundabout because this roundabout, which in other ways, with your fences that you mentioned and the rest, might not
wire and everything on
suggest
the top.
Much, but these thickets, we would say in a month's time, you will hear one there, and I'll point southeast, and you'll hear a nightingale here, and you'll hear one behind the wire here.
Nightingales,
you will hear five nightingales singing without moving.
At this roundabout.
Because they're all establishing territories, having come from Africa, and the male birds are singing, and they're trying to outdo each other to gain partners and to establish their territories. So this is one of the best places in England, this very spot, if you wanted to bring relatives or children to hear the first nightingale, this is a place to be.
What's
and that's
that
a green woodpecker.
It's very, very sharp call, isn't it?
It's called a yaffle in the countryside because of that call. But we were mentioning the thickets.
And now we're looking at the ones behind this high perimeter fence here.
Yes, behind the fence. Mm. The actual plants are mainly blackthorn, hawthorn, hazel and the rest. The beauty is that because they are such scrub plants rather than dense, mature woodland, they grow slowly. That's why we've got so many nightingales, year after year after year.
The fact that it was a military base, well, what was happening here, first of all, Owen? And was it this rich natural environment at the same time that they were doing their training or whatever here?
I think it was serendipity for the wildlife, in that a lot of this stuff depends on soil. And we've got here clay with holding capacity for water. But the geology also helped the forces in the kind of training that they did.
And what were they doing?
Well, in terms of training, even infantry training within the woods. There was one time I was walking through the woodland with my binoculars and I nearly stepped on a soldier who was in camouflage on the ground. And I got the fright of my life.
I'm sure he was a little surprised as well.
I said, "What should I do? Should I walk away quietly?" And he said, "Yeah." And quick.
And are we talking about a big area here, Owen?
We're talking about several hectares. Natural England had to work out how many hectares would be declared a SSSI.
So we're saying the Ministry of Defence owns a site of special scientific interest.
Yes.
A SSSI.
They do, as they do in other parts of Britain.
What are the pressures, though, Owen, on this particular area of land here at Lodge Hill? When you think that we're so close to industry, we've got housing close by, and there is a demand for development in both those areas, particularly in housing.
We as residents recognise that. This is a great conurbation of Medway, and therefore there's pressure to increase it. In some ways, though, this is positive. Things of good can come out of this, because if the new flagship policy on planning succeeds in its objectives, there will be development, because the balance has gone towards development. But the balancing factor of that is that these protected places that have been designated should have greater protection. And so this could be a test case for the NPPF in its both sides of things, development and protection of jewels. And this is a jewel.